We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Knicks and Pelicans in the return match at MSG, matinee game, but it was the Julius versus Zion show. Julius and Zion Williamson, two all-stars, going at it, 30 points apiece, and Knicks would come out to a commanding lead at halftime, man, but in the third quarter, Zion and Eric Bledsoe would turn up on the Knicks and absolutely steamroll them going into the fourth quarter with a seven-point lead. And after the Knicks lost R.J. Barrett, who fouled out, Knicks were looking for answers, man. Who's going to be that Robin and Julius's Batman? And they would get it from a number of people. Derrick Rose stepping up as the floor general. Reggie Bullock hitting a monster shot to put this thing in overtime. And after that, the Knicks would not look back, man. The Knicks defense came up big. Bullock with another big shot in the third. And the Knicks will put this thing away, man. 122 to 112. Six in a row. Six victories in a row. Put some respect on their name. This is a big homestand, man. This is critical. And the Knicks got the job done. Wasn't pretty. Knicks got the job done. And I was not the reason for the loss. So I'm happy about that. Happy to be back. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. CP Ashley Moore, CK2K in the building. Hey, man, I'm just happy we got the win so I wouldn't be scapegoated on my return. But CK, what you think about this game tonight, bro?
Yeah, you know the fingers would have been pointing, man. Any reason, they're going to come right at you. And me and Ashley probably would have led the charge, bro. I ain't going to lie to you.
Bro,
but six in a row, baby. And yeah, this one, right, it looked like we were going to start off this game. We were going to go out there. I mean, it was really sloppy in that first quarter. Mm-hmm. But in the first half, it looked like we were going to play all right. But that third quarter killed us. We survived, man. We survived. A lot of blunders we're going to talk about, I'm sure. Referees, everything under the sun. But what's important and what I want to focus on is we got six in a row. Another dub, continuing Julius Randle's amazing stretch of games. Get that man player of the week. Then we're going to put them all NBA. Give them player of the month. I don't care. We got a good stretch of games there. So, I love the win.
I got to help your boy. I got to salute your boy Lonzo Ball for helping off of Bullock and getting us that three in overtime.
He helped us with that help defense where it didn't need to happen. And then he said, you know what, coach, let me sit for overtime. He's with us, man.
That's it. He's with us. He's been with us, man. Good job by Lonzo and LeVar. Ash, what you think about today's game? Oh, you're on mute.
You caught the mute bug, Ashley.
I got it from CK. I'm gonna hit the Kobe Bryant plus one where he goes.
Mm. That's right.
Six.
That's okay.
Six.
But listen, we always talk about complimentary basketball, and this is that at its finest. I mean, if you look at the points, obviously Julius Randle led the charge 33. You have Derrick Rose with 23. Then you have Bullock 15 plus plus that clutch shot that brought us into overtime. Nerlens Noel was 12. My nine guy was 18. This is everybody getting involved in the offense, everybody putting up points, everybody being on those boards. And, yes, there were some interesting parts of the game, some scary parts, if you will. It was a little bit defensively lacking, if you will. I think we got a little bit too lax in the third quarter, which is why the Pelicans were able to go on that run. But when you go through runs like that, but you have everybody contributing on the offense, it is spectacular to watch, and it's beneficial for what you're trying to do as a team, which is win. And in this situation, continue the trajectory you're on to get into those playoffs, to get a good seeding in the playoffs.
Major.
And this is the type of basketball that I love to see from the Knicks, because, yes, it's great to see Julius Randle put up these big numbers. It's great to see RJ go off, but it's even more exciting and more hopeful as a fan to see everybody getting involved in some capacity.
Yeah.
And this was one of those games where I can say that this is a team that I'm so proud of, because this was, like I said, complimentary basketball at its finest. It was cohesiveness. It was togetherness. This was not letting the runs and the trials and tribulations of a game affect you as a team. You power through them, you fight through them, and you come out on the winning end. This was a great game.
Major, major victory on the first of a six-game homestand, which is also major, you know, as we fight to try to get into that 4-5, because ideally that's our sweet spot for the playoffs. Boston won again last night, beating Golden State. So we're trying to stay neck and neck with them, a game back behind them, now half a game back behind Boston and the Hawks. So this is the all these games on this homestand are big. This Pelicans team is not better than us, but we had no Burks, you know, who was a big factor in their first matchup. No Burks, who's out on the COVID protocol. We lost RJ with 4 minutes to go in the fourth, which was major. So we needed to find some sort of supplement on the offensive end. I thought Bullock was a key contributor, because we know he's not a two-half guy. We know he's primarily a first-half offensive guy. Defensively, he did the best that he could on Ingram, and I thought he did a fairly solid job. But the three-pointer from the corner to tie it in to send it into overtime, and then he hit another big three in overtime to kind of put the game away. I thought Bullock was clutch. Another game ball I'm going to give to Derrick Rose. Once again, I thought Derrick Rose was instrumental in being that floor general that we needed. He went 5-for-5 in the fourth quarter and overtime, including a couple dimes to Bullock and a key block. He tipped that Bledsoe shot for Bledsoe was trying to win the game. There's still 2 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So Derrick Rose was able to tip that shot. So his defense was key. His playmaking was key. As soon as they took, you know, it was very questionable, because when RJ fouled out, they brought in Bullock, but then they brought in Payton as well. So you had a lineup of Payton, Rose, Bullock, Randle, and Nerlens. And I'm looking like, where's this offense coming from? And so Tibbs then switches out Payton for IQ with 2 minutes and 12 seconds left. We're down six, end up tying the game in overtime. So, you know, you're supporting Cass. EK came through in a big way. In a big way, we needed it.
Yeah, 100%. And the thing, too, like you were mentioning, like, and Ash kind of said, too, is the fact that, like you just said, everyone else stepped up when it mattered. You know, I understand we had that third quarter that was looking rough, but when it counted, we had Reggie Bullock, who hit that very key, unexpected clutch shot. I mean, a little help with Lonzo Ball, like we joked about. But, yeah, everybody was doing their part.
I wasn't joking. That was blatant helping your future team.
It's a conspiracy by the triple D's.
Yeah, I wasn't joking either. But right. He knew what he was doing. He's like, oh, darn, shoot. But anyway, but, yeah, we had that moment, the tip from Derrick Rose. And even, you know, Nerlens Noel, who we thought that he was going to be out for a minute. He had that key block, back-to-back game.
They tried him.
Damn near the same play.
When will they learn, bro?
All-star. Yeah, Mr. Length. You know, he thought he can go over there and try Nerlens Noel.
When will they learn?
Now, I'm telling you, keep trying. Keep trying. Two in a row. We got six wins in a row. We got two key blocks in a row, as it just happens in my highlights I'm seeing right now. Everybody played their part when it mattered. We had that rough third quarter, had a little bit of a rough start in that fourth, but when it mattered, when the Pelicans did not do their job and try to seal the deal, when they had us, that, you know, they had us, like they had us in the corner, and they had every opportunity to take us out. They didn't do it, and the Knicks did what they're supposed to do, and I was really proud to see that, and we closed out that game.
Yeah, for sure. First of all, let's give flowers where flowers are due. Drop some roses in the chat for
a lot of roses in the chat, man. That
was
major.
Like vintage
major
rose out there. It's it's games like that where it's you're excited. Because I always say there was something on Twitter the other day that said if you can give one player a healthy career, who would you pick? And I picked Derrick Rose just because I was
I saw that on Twitter.
Still am. Yeah, huge Derrick Rose fan. Still am. I was a little apprehensive on, like I said in the beginning, his addition to this team just because I didn't want it to hinder IQ's development. But, I mean, he has been sensational for this team and for the young guys. So definitely drop some roses in the chat for him. Also, rest in peace to Black Rob. I know we lost him the other day. So that's another legend gone, another Knicks supporter gone. But, yeah, man, this was a great – that shout out to Lonzo Ball. I respect that, man. He did what he had to
do.
That was like in those mafia movies where you watch where, like, the boss – makes you go ahead and show your prove your loyalty with some sort of an action. That's what he did.
He proved his loyalty
to the Knicks organization by purposely moving a little bit to his right instead of to his left. And I appreciate you, Lonzo. I respect that. But listen, when Reggie Bullock hit that shot in the fourth, I thought my eyes deceived me. What in the alternate Twilight Zone universe is happening here? That was I just knew that this game was going to be different. That was
We had three of those plays in this game. We had that play. We had the Elfrid Payton assist for a three to R.J. Barrett early on.
Yeah.
And then we had the reverse of R.J. Barrett
R.J. to Payton
for three. Like, it was just all kind of Twilight Zone plays in this game.
I was looking at those plays in the first quarter. CK, like, what am I looking at right now?
What is happening? It's
a matinee game, man. So anything can happen. And even though we got out to that slow start, Julius started cooking. Started really cooking. He was flaming Zion, especially in that second quarter. So I like that duel. They were going at it. Julius, 33, 10 dimes, 5 assists, 5 rebounds. So another monster all-star effort from Julius when we needed it. 47 minutes for Julius tonight. So definitely earned all of that. You know, as we mentioned, Noel, 12 points, 8 boards for Noel. Again, stepping up when we needed him to. Taj, how about Taj also in the backup duty? And going back to Noel, we thought we lost him. Because Noel went down in the first quarter with a bruised hand after he knocked his hand on the rim. So that was a scary moment for the Knicks. He was able to come back and then got a huge, huge block on Ingram in overtime. Taj, 14 boards. And so even though they were on the boards, I thought what kept the Pelicans in this game and able to maintain that lead, Stephen Adams was able to get timely offensive rebounds for them in the fourth quarter, in the third and the fourth quarter. So that really hurt the Knicks. But again, in the end, they were able to get it done, and the defense stepped up and did what they needed to do in overtime. So overall, just solid team effort when we needed them.
Yeah, this was, like I said, this was collective basketball at its finest, and seeing this, especially where we are in the season heading into the post in a matter of 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, it's definitely it feels good to see it because you know that this team is capable of it. And when it comes to the postseason, it can't just be one guy out there carrying the team. Although that's fun to watch, this is the type of basketball that gets you far in the postseason. Is everybody getting involved in some capacity. Yeah. Obviously, there's always going to be that one guy who puts up the most points. In this case, it's probably going to be Julius Randle. But everybody's – I mean, if you look, we had Nerlens Noel, you had Derrick Rose, you had Julius Randle, you had R.J. Barrett, you had Bullock, all in double digits. That makes a huge difference, especially in the postseason when the game does slow down. And, yes, you know, you're not always going to get a 30-plus night from Julius Randle, and you may even get an off night from him. We've seen that before, but having a supporting cast that can kind of uplift you until you can kind of figure it out or even carry the load if you're not, you know, going to be able to put up those massive points on the board is a huge difference maker when it comes to the postseason.
You got 15 from Bullock. You got 18 from RJ on an early night, efficient night for RJ as well. You got 23 from Rose off the bench. That was big, especially with Burks out. 23 from Rose off the bench was major. IQ, you know, still struggling here and there, but he chipped in with 8 and got you 5 or 6 from the free throw line, 3 dimes, 4 rebounds. Julius's numbers, again, I said 10 dimes and 5 assists. He had 10 dimes, 5 rebounds, 5 steals to go along with the 33 points, man.
Listen, and speaking of struggle, you can't say struggle without saying Obi Toppin. I don't know what to do anymore.
Tibbs, Obi struggled again today, and like I said, I'd rather see Knox getting those minutes because I feel like he's going to flow better for you. And he did. Tibbs did try to go Knox. Knox got his 6 minutes as well as Obi. Finished with 1-for-3, had a mid-range over Zion. CK, me and you were at the Earthquake game, Zion versus versus the Knicks. Yeah, and when he ripped Kev in the second quarter, I said, oh, man, I had a bad nightmare, bro. It took me back to Vegas. Took me back to Vegas, man.
Too many Twilight Zone moments. That was another one. It's just like, haven't I seen this before? Like, what is going on? Luckily, we got the jump ball this time. But, God,
But, I mean, with the, like, going back to Obi, like, again, like, there was that one shot. I want to say it was in the second quarter, perhaps. Maybe it was the third. No, I think it was the second.
I think it was the early second, yeah.
Yeah, this was early in the second. This man was wide open on the left side of the court.
Yeah.
Wide open. I'm talking about there was nobody near him and just bricks a wide open shot.
It's a rainbow three, man.
It's one thing to not be able to shoot or, you know, not be in your bag yet as a rookie, to not be able to hit a shot when you're when a guy's on you. You know what I mean? Or when you're double teamed. I understand that. You know, sometimes it takes you a little bit time. It takes you a little bit of time to get adjusted, especially coming from college where the level of aggression is different. But you can't be out here missing, chucking up wide open shots. Like, you're supposed to be able – you can practice those in a gym. Like, how are you out here missing wide open shots? Like, that's not okay.
But that's why I'd rather see Kev.
You know I'm a big fan of Obi. You know I defend him. You know I say give him time. You know I say you got to be patient with him. Mm-hmm. But that's not okay. You can't miss wide open shots, and you can't miss free throws. Those are two things that has no bearing on you being in the NBA or you being in college. Like, that's basketball 101. Those are fundamentals that you should have in your bag the minute you step on a professional court or a basketball court in general. That's not okay, and that worries me.
And I want to one-up that, too. Yeah. On top of everything that Ashley just said, as CP just mentioned, Kevin Knox played the same amount of minutes, and he had two wide-open threes as well. But the difference between the two players, and you could talk about rookie and this, that, and the third, but Kevin Knox kept getting opportunities and kept making opportunities for himself, where Obi had the one, and even after that, it seemed like he was never in a position to get himself a shot, or he wasn't even looking to get a shot. Yeah. You know, we saw Kevin Knox be a little bit more active, and yes, he was okay in his 6 minutes they played, but he's more active in the 6 minutes than what we were getting from Obi Toppin, and I think that's the point that we're trying to make here. It's like, I will take an open Kevin Knox probably over an open Obi Toppin right now because I know that I'm going to continue to get more shots than him. Because in
quality looks, man.
Yeah, exactly. In the same amount of time, we got Kevin Knox that was 1-for-3, got to the two open 3-point shots, also added 3 boards to his game, was a +14. And I'm not saying he was playing tremendously. I'm just saying he was more active, and you're getting more from what Kevin Knox is getting from Obi Toppin. And that's just right now. I'm not saying that Obi Toppin's probably going to be worse again. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about right now, it just seems like the minutes should be going to Kevin Knox in those instances because at least we know we can get something else from him.
Agreed. Let me reset and salute to the chat. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up on for your squad. 122-112, 6 in a row. How are we feeling in the chat? Throw an emoji in the chat. Let us know how we're feeling. We're creeping up to 2,000 in the chat. Let's get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button. Couple things before I salute the super chats. Number one, definitely want to salute CK Ashley and my guy Alex Retaros of Traticast for holding it down all week. They did a tremendous job. Salute to them. CP Light, salute to my Jamaican brethren, Alex, man, always holding it down. So I definitely thanked him earlier, and he'll be back on the show later in the coming weeks for sure. So definitely big him up. The Discord, I heard the Discord was well received, so we're going to leave that option open. The Discord is now open for calls, and the switchboard is still open for calls. We got the switchboard audio up as well, so you have both options, especially for my international viewers. For those of you that want to call in that might not be able to call in internationally, use the Discord, because I know a lot of you guys in the UK and Europe want to talk and want to chat it up, so definitely sign in via the Discord, and we'll get you in today, and it'll be good to hear from you guys. Couple super chats have come in already. Shout out to Chilling. He says, yo, native New Yorker here, Rochdale Village, salute to Queens. He said, but tons of family in ATL, live in ATL now. A 4-5 ATL versus NY would be dope. Family group chat would be fire. Tons of New Yorkers down here in ATL with me as well. Yeah, that would be. That would be a fire matchup. Hawks are playing very well. Reginald Baskerville says, Knox has had his chances to prove himself. He declined in each year. I don't know. I don't really think Kev really got the opportunity. I think a lot of it is political because they drafted Obi and didn't draft Kev. They've been giving Obi more of a look to show himself. But I'd like to see Kev get more of a look as well. Salute to the Rhyme Animal. Chuck D in the chat. He says the Black Alex is back. Welcome back, CP. CEO Big 15. Noel needs a purple heart. Again, Reggie Bullock's defensive footwork is amazing. And then he bangs a tray after a steal. We got amazing D-Rose, Chicago in the fourth and overtime. Let's get it going. Yeah, definitely. And another thing I've been noticing with the Knicks trending upwards is just getting out in transition, you know, after steals, just being more aggressive and more opportunistic on the defensive end and getting those transition buckets, pushing the pace a little bit more. You're definitely starting to notice that, especially in this six-game winning streak. So that's a good trend for them, very good trend for them.
They're getting it.
Yeah. But salute to everybody in the chat once again. Neil Wolf sends a super chat. Salute, Wheel. We got a $100 super chat in here from Harry Jordan. So salute to Harry Jordan. And Blood of the Panda also sends a super chat. He says, good win, great streak. But I see the anti-OB agenda is back. There's no anti-OB agenda, man.
Right.
He says, we have no point guard. OB Avengers, hashtag free OB. He's still getting it going, man. There's no anti-OB agenda by any stretch. But I appreciate that. All right, so let's get to the calls. Let's get to the calls. We'll get to some more super chats. I know a lot have come in, but let's hear from the people, see what they got to say. Let's start off with Jay from East New York. What's going on, bro?
Welcome back, brother.
Thanks, bro. How you doing, man?
This was just a grind of a win. You know, it was a lot of up and down streaks. The game got real chippy. I ain't gonna lie. I was ahead hyped. Like, it was getting real pushy, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But slowly but surely, we played well. We got back into it. Randall showed up. D-Rose was amazing. RJ and Bullock, you know, they was great before they fouled out, you know, but we got it done. Couldn't be more satisfied. Our boys got six game win streak, you feel me? Like, we lit right now. NYK, let's go, man.
Let's go. Appreciate the call, Jay. And again, pivotal home stretch because I feel like our final playoff position is really going to be determined by this six game road trip out west. So these home games, including pivotal games against the Hornets, the Bulls, the Raptors, and those same Hawks. So all of those teams that we're bunched up with, to a lesser extent the Bulls, but especially the Hornets, the Hawks, the Raptors, you know, to a lesser extent as well. We got to win these games, man. Got to win these games.
Yeah, winnable games that we need against people that are in our same bubble for the seeding. Yeah, we got to win them, especially right away. We got the Hornets right away, then we got the Hawks. Yeah, we got to win them.
All right, let's.
And the Hawks, I think the Hawks won tonight.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
All right, we'll go around to the competition in a little bit with CK. Yeah. Let's go to the Discord. Let me see if I'm doing this correctly. Let me see if I'm up to speed of my technologies. All right, King Deej in the Discord. King Deej, how you doing, bro?
It's your boy DJ for Shaolin.
Let's go.
First off, you know, I got this Discord bumping now. This is smooth, but for the squad, I need everybody to drop sixes in the chat because we on winning streak number six. So drop a six if you feel that because I do. I got you. You talk about our boy Lonzo Ball, you know, doing one for the team. It was like when Don Vito from The Godfather, that's Leon.
Yes.
He asked Michael,
facts.
Do that for us. And then you come back home next year. Don't worry, we got you. So, Lonzo, you on your way back, buddy. You know, Stan said some crazy things about you after the post game. Don't worry. Trust me.
What'd he say? We missed that. Put us on.
Oh, he talked about the defensive play, right? He said that high school players could play better than that on a defensive play. Yeah, so I mean, the writing's on the wall. You know, they gave Ingram the bag. They drafted Kira. Lonzo's out of there.
Ouch.
But I'm just happy that on national television, and I said this on Friday, I'm just happy that they're showing out. I love Clyde. I'm watching on MSG, but I'm flipping over to ESPN. Shout out to Doris Burke, the only person today that held it down talking about Nick basketball.
Yeah.
Because everybody else talking about Point Zion.
Oh, Ryan Rucco was ready to cream himself every time Zion got an opportunity, man. I was like, bro, relax, bro.
Oh, my God. We got a point. There's a point forward on the floor. His name is Julius Randle. Yeah. Look at the stats. Check him. You know what I'm saying? this week is big, so I'm not going to hold you guys up. I know you guys got a lot of calls, but this week, big. I call this the playoff week.
Yeah.
Tuesday,
tell them.
Charlotte. The next game after, Atlanta. Then we finish Toronto off, we end their season. End them. End their season. After this week, then we can start talking about matchups, and I'm a core, and I'm a go matchups. You know who I want to see. I want to see Atlanta, because Atlanta plays no defense. But, you know, they're winning at the same pace that we are. Boston keeps on winning because Tatum is finally getting healthy, man. But I'm happy that the Knicks are playing well. So this is playoff basketball. Enjoy it and just embrace it. I'm out.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate you. Yeah, man. This is a major week, as DJ said. Definitely a major week. So, interesting comments by Stan Van Gundy. You know, going into the game, they asked him, you know, what he saw from the last game, and he was basically like, well, they keyed in on Ingram and Zion and basically, you know, disregarded the rest of our players. So I think Stan, he's trying to galvanize his group, man. He understands that they're underachieving big time this season. And so I think as a coach, he's just trying to, you know, get these guys motivated and take shots.
I feel like a lot of people also didn't know. It wasn't really big public knowledge, but Lonzo's also on a minutes restriction, too. A lot of people were wondering why, you know, he wasn't playing too much and this, that, and the third. He's on a 20-minute minutes restriction. That's the main reason why he didn't play in overtime or he didn't play majority of those minutes and stuff like that. But on top of all of that, I just think it's so funny how I don't know if you guys noticed, but at the beginning of the game, they're talking about the whole point forward thing and, you know, giving Zion Williamson the ball more and doing all these kind of things. Man, they edging Lonzo out, man. So I just feel like he's ours to lose at this point. So hopefully we're able to get him for a good price for a few years and we'd be good in the offseason. But, yeah, man, definitely a big win for us. So, yeah, give us that respect. We see you, Doris Burt. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate Doris, man. Doris was always good.
Doris the right.
Yeah, yes. I was listening to the Dallas game on mute, but I heard Jefferson was absolutely horrendous as usual. Richard
yeah,
Jefferson.
Man.
I heard he was absolutely horrendous as usual. Well, no surprise. Absolutely no surprise. Absolutely no surprise there. Yeah. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Six in a row. Let's go. Another super chat is coming from above the rim. He says, Ash, I got your back. Speaking facts about Obi, it's the way he's missing. Knox's shots was going in and out. I think Frank and Knox will show up when we least expect it in the playoffs. Let's go in this with a 10-game winning streak.
Exactly.
All right, so he's a bit optimistic. You know, Tibbs did say that Knox and Frank were going to be situational. You saw it in the Dallas game. You saw it again today where he's bringing in Frank as a defensive specialist is now what his role is. It's not going to be the point. It's going to be defensive specialist. Hit that corner three when you get the ball. It might be limited, but you got to do what you got to do. We saw it again today. Another super chat has come in. Brian Carter says, Nerlens, his hands are made out of ball repellent, and while it makes it impossible
not
to catch, it makes him such a wonderful shot blocker, and I love it. Salute to him. That was a perfect segue because this show is brought to you by Manscaped, the number one men's grooming tool from head to toe. As my guy spoke about ball repellent, fellas, it is April. You know, spring is in the air. The grass is coming up. Flowers are coming up. Got to make sure you trim those hedges, and that is with the Lawnmower 3.0 from Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. It's got a nice custom ceramic blade to cut down on those Knicks. Very important. Not New York Knicks, but, you know, the bad Knicks. Waterproof, extended battery life. It's got an LED light, fellas. Whatever you into, man, if you want to do it in the dark, you do your thing. It's got an LED light just for that purpose. And like I said, man, this is a great tool. It's a go-to tool. Many of our fans have already bought it. No testimonials, please. Just let us know that you got it. It also ships to the UK, Europe, and Australia. So all of our friends over there around the world, you guys can get yours too. 20% off plus free shipping with promo code Knicks. And go to manscaped.com.
Ball repellent.
Yeah, sometimes the fans just throw you the alley, Ash. Just throw you the alley. So now you don't forget. You know what I'm saying? All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Papa Left in the building. What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on, CK2K, Ash? And I guess we got to do it, the Rude Boy Alex. Welcome back.
What's good, bro? How you feeling, bro?
Welcome back. I was so happy to see you on behalf of all the Knicks fans. We're so happy to see you back.
No doubt.
Definitely CK, Ash, Alex, everybody held it down
while
you were gone, and nothing took a break. So shout out to them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Man, right off the bat, clutch performances in three specific plays. Derrick Rose three-pointer just kept us alive. I did not for one second think Nerlens Noel was swishing, hitting two big free throws.
Yeah.
And then Reggie Bullock, ice cold three-pointer. Definitely want to say that – hold on one second, my bad.
Yeah.
The Knicks, I just want to say that there are three dumb moves that you can make in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Number three – take relationship advice from Derrick Jackson. Number two, sell off your Dogecoin. And number one, try to dunk on Nerlens Noel. April, don't do that. Just don't do those three things. You might be all right in life. I just think we got six in a row. RJ Barrett's been up and down. We got six in a row. Thank God for the Memphis Grizzlies free throw shooting, because I don't think if that didn't happen, we might not be here right now.
Yep.
But, man, all against West Coast teams. I don't want to hear any talk about that.
Tell them, quality.
On national television.
Right.
We're going hard. So shout out to the Knicks fans and CP. Welcome back. Let's do it.
Appreciate you, man. Throw a five in the chat, man. That was a great call by Papa five. Left. Threw the pop culture references in there. That was great. He said Derrick Jackson, Dodge Cord, and they try to test Nerlens, man. Finney Smith and now Ingram have been outlined in chalk. Do not try that boy Nerlens Noel. He times the jumps perfectly, CK, and he's been a warrior, man. He's been a warrior. Every game you think they're about to take him out on the stretcher, he comes right back and gives his team everything he has, bro. He's been a
like
solid pickup for us, bro. Like he never left.
Yeah. Every single time. Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. That dude's a warrior. But in that same breath, though, this was the thing that we're always worried about. That's why we needed that third option with Pell on the bench, you know. So, but in the same breath, though, like you said, Nerlens Noel always comes back like he never left. Like nothing ever happened. Shout out to him, man.
100%. Let's shout out some people in the chat. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We definitely will shout you out. Let's shout out Ken Hanoka, what's going on, Ken? Salute to, we got the Netherlands in the building. Patrick Martin, what's going on? Yeah, throw a hashtag new in the chat. We'll definitely shout you guys out. Salute to all our people from around the world catching this on an early flight. You know, it's always a good time for you guys as well. And a couple more super chats have come in. Shout out Chris Ward Jr. He says, I was wrong about Reggie Bullock. He showed me he belongs here after the Dallas game. And to hit a shot like that tonight, three fire emojis. He's playoff ready. It was encouraging. You know, like I said, it was definitely encouraging to see him stepping up with no RJ, with no Alec Burks. You know, we needed Bullock in a big way to step up and hit shots for us, and he did that. So definitely great job by him.
Can I bring up the question? Is it time? I mean, I know it's we talk about it probably every show, but I mean, we're giving all this love to, and it's very warranted, to Derrick Rose, but I'm going to ask it again. I know the answer is going to be, but I have to ask again just so it's out there in the public after our sixth game in a row and seeing the way we won this game. Oh, you think we're ever going to see a starting lineup that consists of Derrick Rose? I mean, we went to Elfrid Payton in the fourth. You tweeted it. We all were talking about it. We went when RJ Barrett was fouled out. The person he went to was not IQ.
Right.
Was Elfrid Payton. And then he didn't last not but 30, 40 seconds. We went right back onto the bench for IQ to finish the game. At what point is this going to be considered? Is it not going to be considered? I know I'm probably speaking on deaf ears because I even know the answer. I just have to bring it up because I need to make sure it keeps getting brought up. We're on our sixth game in a row. We saw who we went to close out the game. I'm just saying, I just feel like it needs to be brought up. But the question has to be raised yet again. I know the answer, but I have to bring it up.
I think the question needs to be asked by the beat. You know, what is Tip's strategy in terms of Rose's minutes? Because sometimes it seems like they got him on load management. Now, today they definitely needed him, and he gave him 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Last, a good stretch since he came back from COVID, he's been at like 25 and capped.
Yep. That's it. Gassed.
Right. And gassed. You know, Tibbs has come on and said he likes Peyton's switchability. He likes his size. You know, he likes that. You can switch him around in the defense. And sometimes you don't see that on the tape, right? A lot of times we focus on Tibbs's on Peyton's offense or lack thereof. But defensively, as part of having that top defense in the league, is not being exposed when you're switching or not getting bodied on the mismatch. And sometimes you don't see that on the game tape. And so I think for that reason, combined with Peyton's ability to still get to the rim, he's had some good stretches during this win streak. I think he stays. That's just my opinion. I think he stays.
Yeah. It's just frustrating when you see that 2 of 8 and then you look at the shot chart and you see that the majority of those misses are all underneath the rim, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, for me, I'm simple. I'm not as much of a hater as a lot of the Knicks fans. I just want the ball movement. That's all I want. Right. I just want the ball movement. That's all I'm asking for. If you see the ball movement, then I'm good. Pass the ball. That's all I'm asking from. Like we saw in the same thing we were talking about earlier with the transition game, we saw a few of those plays were by him where he was moving the ball down. And I feel like that's where Elfrid Payton thrives. But for whatever reason, he just went, you know, he forgot about that.
Yeah, it wasn't
year.
Today.
That's all I'm asking today. For. That's all. That's literally the only thing I want from him. But you're right. There's still things he does wrong. I just want to know if we're ever going to see it because Derrick Rose to me was just great.
He
in the closing minutes tonight.
He was great, man.
I just feel like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right now it's working.
I get it, yeah.
If it's no longer working, then you switch up. But I just
which he's done. You know, give credit to Tibbs, which he does now. When he knows he's trying to get Rose to close that game for us. And when that lineup was just ridiculous when he had the two of them out there. But he made the adjustment, and he chose one, and he chose Rose to take us home.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just an interesting dynamic. But I'm with you, Ash. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I don't see it.
Okay. I feel like it just had to be brought up. Yeah,
so sip your tea in that little blue cup of yours.
Just water, but yeah, you know.
Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. A couple new people in the chat. Salute to Beast Mode G. What's going on, Beast Mode? Will Caldwell sends a super chat. He says, Noel has been a beast. Definitely has. Salute Dan in Seattle. Dan Conklin, what's going on? We got Sherrod 1279, hashtag new. PSA Hip Hop in the building. Salute to PSA Hip Hop, as I said. Rest in peace to Black Rob, man. And the DJ at Madison Square Garden definitely played Whoa as one of the game tracks today. So definitely a good salute by them. Salute Ivan Omar checking in from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. All right, so we have you in the Asia Pacific. Salute to Ivan Omar. Croatia Knicks in the chat. Ashley, you want to shout out in the chat today?
But shout out to some people in the chat. We got Queens, we got Brooklyn, we got Barbados, me and CK.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
Shout out to Chuck D as always. Me and CK were actually fanning out over Q-Tip.
Q-Tip showed up heavy, man. Q-Tip showed up heavy. Yeah. How did it go? Because I missed some of the show, but yeah. Say it again.
It was incredible. We were fanning out. I think CK literally was staring at the screen for
I did for a little bit. I did. Yeah, 100%. My professionalism just went right out the window. I was just like, "What, yo, keep the phone." Nah, it was dope. It was cool.
Nah, he texted me and Chuck and Toby. He was coming through in the chat during the Dallas game. So you know, I definitely appreciated it. And he was at the game today as well. And so Q-Tip was definitely at the game. So hopefully we get him on the show to come chop it up. Die hard Knicks fan, you know. Doesn't miss a show. According to him, doesn't miss a show. So, as I say, you never know who's watching. Number one show for the fans by the fans. We got over 2,000 people watching. Let's get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button for sure. Definitely.
Oh, and shout out to Fat Joe holding down at MSG. I saw that.
Fat Joe was there.
In his orange Louis Vuitton crew neck.
Fat Joe was definitely there.
That's money. That's money, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. CK, who you want to shout out in the chat, bro?
Shout out to DP saying CK got exposed for drinking on the job. It's just water. It's always water. I promise. It's
bro,
always
sorry, water. Man. I drink on the job all the time. But I'm just jet lagged, so I don't got a cup today.
Yeah. But, shout out to him. I saw John. Shout out to him, Jalen Julius, as always. Shout out to CK Crew. I'm seeing him being hashtagged throughout the entire show. Always appreciate all you guys coming through. And also, too, you know, actually going after the smoke, I got some smoke for some of y'all, too, who really you could tell that this is the only time you've ever watched Lonzo Ball play. All the people talking about CK was wrong. Lonzo Ball
trash. I knew they was coming for this Lonzo smoke, bro.
Man, oh, my goodness. So, yeah, because I can tell this is the only time they ever watched Lonzo Ball. So, yeah, shout out to all you guys that, you know, the same people that if we do get Lonzo Ball, I'm talking about, yeah, that was a great signing. So, shout out to all y'all. So, want to get some love to them, too.
Couple more news. I want to shout out Dustin Jarvis from West Virginia. Salute. We got Mount Vernon in the building. What's going on? Totes McGoats, how you feeling, man? Deadpool, how you feeling, Deadpool? Six, we got six in a row. Swift Controls, what's going on? All 72. We got Wombag Doodle. Says, welcome back, CP. Bullock saved you. Yeah, he did. Jamal De La Gale says, love the show. Welcome back, CP. Hashtag new. And we got Shuthi S checking in from Barcelona. All right, so we got Barcher in the building, right. No doubt. All right, let's get to the phones. We know a lot of people.
Quickly, I want to ask you guys this, yeah. Because some people are saying they would actually prefer Schroeder over Lonzo Ball. How do you feel about that?
Let's table it. Throw it off the table. We're never going back to it. Throw it in the trash. That is a dumb tape.
We gotta have to talk about this, man. CK, don't dodge the smoke, man. But let's get to the phone. Let's get to the phone because the truth been waiting for a second. Let's get him in here in the Discord. Truth, how you feel? Hold on. Let me make sure I got my technologies right. Truth. Truth, how you feeling? Yo, it took me like a month to get this Discord popping. Shout out to TM and everybody for teaching me these things. Truth, how you doing, man?
All right, man. I'm good, man.
Yeah, what's going on? You live and direct, bro. What's good?
What's good, man? Yeah, I'm a little behind because I'm looking at the TV, man. But let me go ahead and get it together real quick. Hey, man, get them like buttons up, man. That's what we're going to do first. We're going to get them like buttons up.
Facts.
Then I want to shout out CK first, man. He was the point guard in the situation while you was gone, CP.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do that right there. Shout out to Ashley. She's GM. She making plays, making moves. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
They can say what they want, but 9 times out of 10, she knows what she's talking about. So I'm going to give her that right there. And then I'm going to say shout out to Light Skin Alex. You know, he was holding it down too, for real.
If you like.
So, let me go and get to this game real quick. I'm going to say shout out to RJ. He did what he had to do. He got some 6 fouls. It was, that last one was kind of broken, but yeah, he's going to let that ride.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, okay. Shout out to Bullock. He was scoring in the second half. You know what I'm saying? So, we got to shout out to Bullock. He made some clutch threes coming up in that clutch. But one thing I got to say, I watched some boys blow a 13-point lead in like 2-3 minutes.
Yeah.
Coming out the second half, I'm like, what? It was, but we stayed in it, you know what I'm saying? We forced our OT, so it was a good game. You know, Randall does what Randall does. I ain't know he had 5 steals. They ain't talking about that.
Yeah.
But, effort was effort, you know. I ain't going to speak on it, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, everything was straight, man. We 6 in a row, you know. I ain't been 6 in a row in a minute.
That's a fact. Truth, where you at? You in this Truth from Arkansas? I'm trying to remember where you from.
Yeah, man, I'm in Pine Bluff, man, home of UAPB.
No doubt.
If y'all understand. Yeah. HBCU.
Oh, yeah. I know it. Salute, man. I went to Anthony. Yeah. Salute to everybody that went to HBCU, man, for sure. Appreciate you, Truth.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, man. Already, bro. Salute to Truth. Yeah, Julius did have 5 steals, and I thought his defense on Zion, listen, Zion got his, right? He's a superstar, rising star, whatever you want to call it. I thought the Knicks defense, they did their best, you know, to try to stop him, to try to swarm him. Julius had some good one-on-one defense on him in the clutch, and including a clutch steal, a clutch strip. But as Truth said, the game really got out of hand in the third, man. Knicks just did not have any energy. They came out lackluster, and Bledsoe and Zion took it from him in the third. You know, the Pelicans were not going to lay down, and Bledsoe went right at him in the third, and that lead dwindled. And that's when you had a ball game. You know, Pelicans scored. Trying to see the box score. Pelicans, how many they had at the half? Pelicans scored 35 in the third. 35-22 in the third, and that was big. You know, like I said, Bledsoe scored 10 in about 2 minutes. So that's definitely not what you need. You got to continue to you know, put the pressure on these teams. Because a good team would have blown the Knicks out in this one, man. So you got to continue the momentum. We lost that momentum big time in the third, but give credit, they closed when they needed it. And that's all you could ask for.
Yeah, all you could ask.
All right, salute to Truth. That was Truth. Who else we got in here? Another super chat has come in. Beast Moji says, 15-7 with Rose. Where would we be if he was here at the beginning of the season? And where would they be with no COVID? My dog is elite. Yeah, Beast Moji was definitely on that D-Rose train for a minute. And, man, Alec Burks, man, that's my guy. I wish we had him in here, but he's going to be out for at least another 10 days, at least, according to Berman of the Post.
What's the word on – is any timetable on Mitch out for the season, or he's not coming back?
Haven't heard anything on Mitch. I haven't heard anything on Mitch, but I would count him out, honestly.
I was having a conversation with my dad the other day. He actually asked me about it. And I was like, yeah, I don't think he's coming back this
year. Yeah, I don't think so, man. Unfortunately, rest up.
Not even playoffs, y'all don't think?
I don't know, man. We'll see. Who knows? You know, I'm not a doctor, but I don't know, man.
I'm hopeful, but I just feel like not only that, not only do you take the time of him in the healing process, which is what, the 4-6 window or whatever, or 6-8 window, then you still have to go through protocol to make sure you're ready. And that could even take a couple of games, a week, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be enough turnaround time for him.
Not sure.
Well, we are on week three, I think, right now anyway. So he hasn't even hit the 4-week mark yet. So I don't think he was evaluated yet. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see.
We shall see. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Now the super chat is coming. Salute to Big Surge. He says, Ari has finally got a take right. Randall is now a 3 first-round big player, and I still ain't traded him. And CK, our dream is coming true. Bullock just shot Lonzo right onto our roster. So Big Surge is with you. The collusion by Triple B's is out there, man. It's out there.
It's real.
Yeah, man.
It's real.
Let's get back to the phones. Angel's with us. Angel, what's going on, bro?
Yo, CP, what's good, bro?
What's good, bro? How you feeling, bro?
I'm hype right now. I'm so happy we won. My boy CK2K, what's good, bro? How you feeling?
Smooth. What's good, bro?
To the queen, mi amor, como esta? Ashley, how you feeling, bro?
Listen, 6 in a row. I'm happy. I know you're happy.
Hey, listen, I'm hype right now. I'm so happy we won. Hey, first thing first, man, hit that thumbs up for your boys, man. Run that up. Hit that thumbs up for your boys, man. But listen, man, first thing first, man, like at the end of the day, granted, you know, we played terrible in the third quarter. You know, we wasn't making any shots, turning the ball over. But this is a gritty Knicks, man. We really came back and we won this game. I thought the refereeing was just ridiculous. I mean, the Pelicans shot 30 free throws. I mean, that's just crazy. But at the end of the day, you know, I really like the fact that, you know, Randall has been consistent, 33 points, 10 assists, you know, 5 rebounds. And I thought Rose played a big part as well, man, because, you know, we really want to been in this game if you want to hit that three to keep us in touch at the end of the game, you know. And then with Bullock, you know, making that three, I mean, I jumped out the window, bro. I was so hyped. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Me too,
made this?
Bro. It's just
you can just see that this team is different. You know, Kevin Durant got hurt tonight, so you don't know what that's going to be, you know. And in the end, we got some winnable games, man. You know, we really do. And, you know, we got Charlotte coming up in Atlanta. If you want to be there, you know, fourth or fifth range, we're going to really have to win these next two games.
Crucial.
You know, it's really important. And in the end, you know, this ain't – and a shout-out to Van Gundy, man. He was giving Randall his props.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
and Doris, you know, giving Randall props as well. And I got a question for y'all, man. You know, like, I don't understand how, you know – Randall doesn't get consideration for MVP. Not saying he's going to win it, but he don't get no consideration at all. Las Vegas had us winning 22 games this year. We already got 31.
Yeah.
So how you look on that? You know, y'all can hold this L too. And, you know, he should be the most improved player as well. And I think Coach Tibbs should be Coach of the Year because nobody had us even getting to this point. You know, and you need to send that manscape to Richard Jefferson with his bald head. He should get on my nerves. But, you know, and shout out to my man, you know, Vanilla CT, you know what I'm saying? Love you, bro. I appreciate you. They was holding it down for you, CT.
Thanks.
You know me, I'm rocking with you. I was holding it down as well. But I'm getting ready to head out of here and make this money, man. Y'all have
Let's
a good night. And go, Nick. Let's go.
Let's get it, man. Let's get it. Yeah, we got a great team, man. And he said, send Richard Jefferson a manscape for that bald head.
I mean, I think that's a good point, though, about the MVP conversation.
Yeah.
Because if you look, the Knicks right now are 31-27. And you look at the Warriors, they're 28-29. But there's been conversation, especially in the media, about should Steph Curry be in the consideration for MVP, considering how he's playing and holding the team down. And listen, I'm not going to discredit Steph Curry. He dropped over 40 points against Boston last night. But if MVP, if the reason people like Dame and other players have never won MVP is
Great point.
The bottom tier of the conference or not in the conference at all in terms of the playoff standings, then technically Steph Curry shouldn't even be in the conversation given where the Warriors are. The Knicks are seated a lot higher, so why isn't Julius Randle in the conversation?
That's
the Knicks
fact.
Have a better winning record. I mean, you're in an actual playoff seating right now. Technically, the Warriors would be in the play-in. I just think that what's good for the goose should be good for the gander. So if Steph Curry's in the MVP conversation because of the numbers he's putting up, despite where his team is, the same should be for Julius Randle. Like, keep it 100 all the way around. If that's the criteria, let it be the criteria for everyone, not just, you know, the media favorite.
I'm going to go with – I definitely agree with you saying. You have a great point, Ash, and I think he should be considered, you know, at least a vote or two for sure. My pick is going to go Jokic first, and I'm going to go CP3 second. I just feel like
– Thank you, CP. Thank you.
I just feel like, you know –
Oh, my God. Sorry. I feel like no one's giving CP any love. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, all good. All good. Right, I just feel like when you get to these guys at the top, it's very hard to distinguish, right? What is going to be the objective factor to say this guy deserves it over this guy? I'm not giving it to Harden. Number one, he won it already. And number two, without him, the Nets will still be in where they are. You know what I mean? A favorite to win it. I don't think – listen, he's having a great year. Not to sell him short. He's a beast. Superstar player. But he won it already. Embiid could be in consideration. Missed some time. But I think Embiid's having an outstanding year. Yo, Jokic was a second-round pick. This guy is not only one of the best big men in the game, one of the best players in the game, he's one of the best point guards in the game. Without him, the Nuggets are nothing. He is their engine. The dude puts the ball on a string every night. He is a floor general. And like I said, a second-round pick. He deserves it. Chris Paul, like I said, I put him next to LeBron as a team changer. Everywhere he goes now, you see it. He's a one-man team. Team changing, not to sell those guys short, but what I'm saying is wherever he goes, he makes it happen. Look what he did to the Thunder. He now has Phoenix battling for the top spot in the West. You know, this team finished 10th or 11th in the West last year. He now has him at the top. CP3 deserves his flowers at his age and what he's still doing, his impact on that team. Those are my top two picks. Julius, I would put in the most improved category. Tibbs, definitely coach of the year candidate. No doubt about it, TK.
Yeah, I would love to hear the conversation for sure. I think that's where I leave it at. And Ashley brings up great points because I know we can say this, but Steph Curry going to be 4 or 5 on a lot of people's ballots when they're doing these voting, or maybe even 3 and 2 for some people. But I think Julius Randle definitely deserves to be in the conversation. I'm so glad you said that. I feel like we don't hear it enough. I've been hearing Embiid, Joker for sure is definitely warranted. I'm hearing people, LeBron James, who hasn't played games in a few damn weeks, you know, hearing all these names. But to the point you just made, the damn Suns are fighting to be the first seed in the Western Conference right now,
which
had a great bubble, mind you. And they had a solid season last year. They fizzled out a little bit towards the end, but then they heated back up in the bubble. But – you know, Monty Williams is doing such a good job with this team. You know, Chris Paul, like you said, a team changer. I mean, Steve Nash, all due respect, had a tremendous run where he won his MVPs. But the Suns weren't up where the Suns are right now, and Chris Paul can't even get a nod. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, I have Chris Paul up there for sure. For me, he's my number one option, and Jokic number two, just because of the standings and what they're doing right now. But, yeah, Julius Randle for sure. You know, Knicks fan, be damned. Julius Randle is someone that should be in the conversation. I'm glad that Jeff Van Gundy was speaking up for us last night, talking about the All NBA conversation mm-hmm. and talking him up, because that's true. I feel like that's something else that I think would have gone along. He would have gone the RJ Barrett treatment, where he probably would not have made the All NBA conversation when he probably has more stats than some of these people that would be on the third or second team. So yeah, I definitely would have him in the conversation, but MIP, I think he should be in the top three for that top two, in my opinion, on that. But MVP. We'll talk about it, but I don't know if I have him up there like that.
Unfortunately for MVP, but I just feel like, unfortunately, MVP is such a political award.
Yeah, very.
You already kind of know which direction.
As you said with Steph Curry. Steph Curry should be nowhere near that list. Neither should LeBron. Neither should LeBron.
Or LeBron, yeah.
Well, listen, the minute, even with LeBron and Harden technically both being out right now due to injury, it's going to be the storyline that if LeBron comes back and leads the Lakers to, you know, the top seed or close to the top seed again, and James Harden comes back, and all of a sudden, you know, the Nets, it's going to be that storyline that is focused on the MVP caliber race instead of the totality of the season as a whole, right? So you think somebody who forced their way out of one team, is not even currently playing right now, should now be out of contention, because that team's going to be fine with or without him. The same thing with the Lakers. Although the Lakers have fallen, they're still – you know, staying afloat. And LeBron should be out of contention now that he's not playing right now. He's hurt. So you should, it should be geared to what's happening present, but we all know how the MVP award works.
Throw your MVP picks in the chat and let us know who's your early pick now. And where do you put Julius? You put him in the MVP candidate or candidacy or the most improved? Leave a comment in the chat and we'll pick some out. Definitely want to shout out Nick Kakalovsky checking in from New Zealand. He says 5 a.m. in New Zealand, so definitely shout out to Nick. We got Curry Man checking in, hashtag new from Brooklyn. Ricardo Smith, you guys shouted him out, right? He said new from Barbados. I think one of y'all had shouted him out earlier. All right, so shout out Ricardo.
Ari said Embiid is MVP. I forgot about Joel.
Yeah, no, Embiid deserves recognition for sure. Embiid definitely deserves recognition. Ezekiel Bourne says, new, what's up, y'all? Another great win, and these guys got to continue this great chemistry. Never say die attitude. More super chats are coming in as well. Salute to KF101 Q-Tip back in the building.
Hey.
He says 60 for 6 in a row. It was great to be in the Mecca. Big win today. Noel and Rose were nice, and Randall with the kick out to Bullock to take us to OT. Had 33rd Street rocking. Let's keep it going. So salute to Q-Tip the Abstract. Was at the game today.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Angelo Carlo says, such a great time to be a Knicks fan. The Knicks' future is looking greener than CK's background from Queens to Vegas, but always feel at home on KFTV. Salute to everybody in Vegas for sure. Jimmy Snyder says, welcome back, CP, CK, and Ashley, and your twin brother Alex held it down with a 3-0 record while he was out. Good to have you back for the playoff run. Go Knicks. Salute to Jimmy Snyder. Angel sends a super chat. He says, CP had a perfect week. Knicks won this whole week, and Max took L's all week. First the Lakers, then it's Porzingis, love, and the Mavs, and CP winning on the show. Want to see more Kevin and Frank. Go Knicks 6 in a row. Yeah, Max's team, they try to sabotage my audio once again.
For real? Again?
Lackeys. I got some for him on Tuesday, man. Don't worry. Do not worry. So to Cynthia, she says, welcome back, Alex Dark. Great job, CK, Ash, and Alex during the week. Great win. Respect to the new Block Ness, Ice Fiends. Do it for Haiti. New Orleans Noel. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me give you guys a quick update.
Yeah.
Right now, Brooklyn is
87
with Miami leading by a point, 11 minutes, a little bit over 11 minutes in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
It does not look like Kyrie is playing, though. I don't know what
happened. Come on, Kyrie.
He is on the bench right now. I don't know if that means that he is just sitting out or if he's not seen the court at all. I can't really tell. I haven't been watching it. So
he's played about 28 minutes. He has 18 points. Yeah, he's been playing. Okay. Oh yeah, he's
all right. So we'll do. We're gonna take a call and then we'll go around and check on the full competition with CK2K. Let's go to the Discord. Mac Nix in the building. Mac Nix, how you doing? Currently on mute. Mac Nix, you got on mute.
Oh, what's good?
Yo, what's good, bro?
Shout out my Nick. I was just at the Garden. Oh my God.
Yeah, how was it, man? How was the vibes?
Mecca, loud as hell, loud as ever, man. We back, New York, in the building.
Nice.
Y'all were talking about Q-Tip. Shout out Q-Tip, the abstract. I met him on the street after the game.
Oh, that's dope.
Such an inspiration to me, bro. Dapped him up. I'm never washing my hand again.
That's dope, man. Salute.
Shout out CK, CP, Light CP, and Ashley. You're beautiful as ever, always holding it down. You know, I just want to talk about, kind of go back to the D-Rose starting lineup discussion, because I think Alfred, I don't even want to say his name, number six, the one who shouldn't be spoken of, you know, he can always get to the hoop, but he can just never finish.
Yeah.
It's really a struggle for him. And D-Rose, you see him when he comes out with that second team, he's a floor general.
Yes.
Oh, my God, you should have been there at the Garden when he passed to Reggie for that clutch shot. Mm. It was amazing, bro. And I in an ideal world, I would want to see Rose starting. But then who do we have leading that second team?
We had
no Burks tonight, no Mr. Fourth Quarter. Yeah. And we still sealed the deal. I think everyone underestimates Reggie as a pure shooter. I think he's one of the purest shooters on our team. And he really proved himself tonight and in the past few games. Let's go, New York Knicks tape, baby.
Let's go. Mac Nix, appreciate you, babe. Appreciate you holding it down on the Discord. Salute to everybody on the Discord as well. Mac Nix sound like he had a great day at MSG, man. Got a Nick win six in a row. Met Q-Tip, who sent us a super chat. So all the connections, man, 6 degrees of separation is all converging here on Knicks Fan TV. Number one show for the fans, by the fans as well. Yeah, you know, the Rose Payton dynamic is going to bear watching. You know, does Tibbs switch the strategy going into the playoffs when Burks gets back? Do you throw Burks in there? See, the thing is, I don't see him removing Payton, period.
Yeah, no.
And that's the thing. So, as Ash said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think you go to Payton early. You see how he does on defense. You see how he does attacking the rim if he gets you some buckets there. And then you make your adjustments. As you know, you have, when Burks comes back, you could slot him in there. You could slot Rose in there. You have that versatility. So, I think that's where they'll go. You know, I think that's where they'll go because I don't see Peyton's effect on the second unit, and I don't see him coming out altogether. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, man. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to the OG Dan from Long Island. Dan, how you feeling?
What's good, man?
What's good, Dan?
CP. What up, CP, CK2K, and Ashley? I hope everything's well, man. I haven't called in a while. Real quick. I want to just comment. I know I'm a little late with this, but I haven't been on. I want to comment on DMX. I know, you know, real quick, you know, a lot of your fans are also rap fans. Listen, you know, that guy was as New York as it came. You know, remember, and I know Chuck D's still listening, man. Years ago when I was younger, you know, Chuck said hip-hop is the CNN of the hood. If you want to know what's going on in the hood, you know, you had to be listening to hip-hop. And to be honest, man, if that's the case, man, DMX was Anderson Cooper because there has never been, maybe Nas, maybe Cool G-Rap, you know what I'm saying? But there's been nobody, I don't think, who's been an artist and a poet to discuss the streets of New York better than DMX. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to, you know, big respect to him as an artist. He was just incredible. So I just wanted to have a chance to say that on your air with your fans. Listen, real quick, Ash, the chat went crazy on you when you brought up your credentials academically, man. The chat wants your transcript. But listen, you don't got to put none to nobody. We know how intelligent you are, young lady. You keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
But real quick, real quick, man, here's my question for you guys. How much longer till Brandon Ingram is going to be asking out of New Orleans? I know he just signed that deal. But my goodness gracious, he's too talented to be on that squad.
Yeah.
Although, I got to say, man, when Noel caught that shot at the rim, son, I was like, yo, that was like incredible thing. So, listen, I just want to say as a Knicks fan, that game today, I know we blew a lead, but that's a game, let's be honest, 60 days ago, we would have lost that game.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think it shows the progress of the team. And, you know, I just think, again, I know we're not a dominant team. We can say it's a different year. It's only 72 games, whatever, whatever, whatever. But there has been significant progress.
Significant.
And I think it's an exciting time to be a Knicks fan, man. So, hey, keep doing your thing. And keep working hard. The three of you are doing a really good job.
Appreciate
keep working
it.
Real hard. I'm going to be listening. I don't never listen to that Max Kellerman for nothing. except when CP is taking him to school and blowing him up, man.
Facts.
So, again, keep up the good work, man. All 72 and to the mods, keep working hard, man. All right, peace. I'm out.
Appreciate it, Dan. Great call. The OG Dan from Long Island. All right, let's run through some of these. Let me get one more call, CK, and then we'll get to you. JJ from Brooklyn. JJ, what's going on?
Yo, what's good, CP? Welcome back, bro.
Thank you, bro. How you doing? Good.
Doing good, man. First, man, shout out to, man, CK, Ashley. They did just a ridiculous job where you were gone. Amazing.
Yeah, great team.
Alex,
man,
as well. So you left the show in great hands. You guys did awesome, man. Awesome
appreciate
job.
It.
But, Yeah. First, man, what a great, you know, what a matchup between Randle and Zion, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Zion had way more efficient, was way better, you know, with the efficiency, but all he does is layups and dunks. So, you know, Randle's out there on the perimeter. So, but it was a great matchup. I mean, Lonzo, I mean, I couldn't believe that. What was he thinking? I mean, how do you go to try and defend the layup with 5 seconds left?
Yeah, got to be cognizant of the clock.
That was...
The triple B collusion
worked
to perfection.
Yeah, that was just unbelievable. And that's a really good defender. Like,
yeah,
I think he's trying to help his future team. Like, TM was saying to me in the chat, I think he was trying to help us out there. I mean, that was just one of the most low IQ plays I've seen, man. But, you know, what could you say? RJ, I mean, I know we got some tough foul calls, but the three-point shooting, I mean, how just to improve that quick in one season?
Yeah.
I mean, same with Randle. What did he shoot last year? Like 28%, 29%, and he's up at about 40%.
Yep.
It's just these two, not only is it bright, you know, this year, but for the future. We still got two first-round picks. You know, even if they might be our pick, it might end up in the teens. Dallas right now would be about 20. Hopefully they end up in the play and lose, so we'll be in the lottery. And then we got the Pistons pick, which is very early second round. That's almost like a late first rounder.
Mm-hmm.
We still got a ton of cap space, so to be doing this right now, with the future we have, with the picks and the cap space, you know, this is definitely the most optimistic I've been as a Knicks fan, and I can't even remember, honestly. We got two guys you can definitely build around with Randle and RJ. I'm thinking we're going to sign Randle for the long term. And then last thing is, I want to ask you guys this question about Obi.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only this year, but it's like once we sign Randle long term, which is most likely going to happen,
mm-hmm,
what is his role going to be? Because they're both power forward, so it's like, you want to go small, but then what? Then you have no defensive rim anchor, especially with Tibbs as a coach. He's not going to stand for that. I don't want to see Obi at the three. That's not going to work. So is Obi trade bait? What do you guys think?
Could be. Could definitely be. We got to see what happens. As you said, you know, the Randle contract is going to come. We'll see what happens with Obi with summer league and a full training camp under his belt. Maybe some more upgrades at the, you know, at the point guard position, and just a second year maturity, just understanding what Tibbs is looking for and seeing how his game improves. But could also be trade bait down the road. We'll just have to wait and see. But for now, you know, you have a lot of more positives on this team that's keeping this team winning and in a great direction. So like I said, Obi's play is able to slide under the radar. We just got to have patience.
I think that's a good point, the second year maturity. That's what you want to see. And hopefully, you know, you want to be able to see Obi hit that maturity level, because that's going to help Julius Randle. You won't have to exhaust him so much. You look at, you know, him in the entirety of the season so far, you can see at the games when he's just physically exhausted. That's because he's carrying most of the weight. And if Obi goes ahead and hits somewhat of a threshold, even if it's a slight improvement, to where you can have him out there without having to exhaust these huge minutes from Julius Randle, that's going to be beneficial for him overall. I mean, obviously, on both ends of the spectrum, Obi's going to get more playing time. He's going to get more reps. He's going to get more experience in the rotations, in the speed of the game, things like that, which is going to help his development. But also, you're going to go ahead and you're going to save Randle. You're going to be able to not have to use him as much, which is going to help the longevity of his career and his seasons on a season-by-season basis. So I'm really hoping that he can go ahead and hit that next level, especially when he has the benefit of a full offseason and full training camp and things like that, all the things that he was drastically missing this season. I would love to see him even get slightly better just to really help Julius Randle out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. CK, let's go around the league, you know, and specifically with the competition, and then we'll go rapid fire for some more calls before we wrap up.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to keep it to where we're at right now. As you guys know, we're on a six-game winning streak, so we are outside and put us in the sixth seed. So we're outside of the play-in bubble right now, which is good, and hopefully we can stay out of that bubble. But we see we have a few a stretch of games that's coming up right now. But yesterday, because we had the Madden game, we still have a lot more games to play today, but there also were some games. But I want to go to yesterday real quick because a key game happened yesterday. All right, we had to become Golden State Warrior fans because they were playing against the Boston Celtics in a thriller. I hope you guys were watching that game yesterday because it went down to the wire. Steph Curry was out of his mind, but Jason Tatum had himself a game. I know Ashley wants to talk about that. We're probably going to talk about that here in a little bit because, you know, she's been saying we got to worry about those Boston Celtics. But all that being said, the Warriors came up short, wherever you want to point it, at Draymond Green, wherever you want to point whoever you want to blame on that one. They came up short as Boston Celtics won that game in a thriller, which hurts us because they're right ahead of us. They're right there. Mm-hmm. They are 0.5 ahead of us. We are out of first. They're 8.5. We're right there. But they won that game yesterday. And it's a three-way tie. Not tie, but it's a we could be the fourth seed with the Atlanta Hawks loss and the Celtics loss here in the coming week. And with that being said, speaking of the Atlanta Hawks, they had a game today against another team that's trying to get into that playoff hunt against the Pacers, where the Hawks ended up winning that game, keeping them safe from us after we won our game today against the New Orleans Pelicans. But like I mentioned, we have some games to be played today, so be on the lookout for Dallas Mavericks. You know, that's important to us because of that draft pick. Yeah. We did our job on Friday. Now we have to see. The rest is in the NBA hands now. We played our two games. That's it. We'll see what the NBA does to Dallas and let that fall where they may. But, yeah, we're going to be watching that game. Toronto's still in the mix, so you still got to kind of keep half an eye open. And right now, as Ashley has been updating us, we're watching this Miami and Nets game, and there's about 5 minutes left, and the Heat are up by two, 99-97. And Kyrie Irving has been – he's in. He's playing. Landry Shamet right now is he's the Nets' leading scorer, so I don't know how you want to take that. Take that for what you will. But, the Nets are – we have to cheer for the Nets.
The real question is, do the Nets hate us that much that they let this one slip out of their fingertips?
Didn't they already do that to us this season, earlier on this season?
Or do they really not think about us like they say that they do, and they're still going to pull
this
one?
They
got to
be thinking about Philly.
They know.
They got to be thinking, well, I don't know how much this number one seed really, you know, is priority for them. I don't know. I'm not sure whether you know, they just want to make sure they get healthy for the playoffs, but they're only a game back of Philly right now.
They
can
take it.
Yeah, they could easily
but
take
they don't
that
want it
spot.
Because just like the Lonzo Ball collusion, we got Nick Claxton out there playing 23 minutes. He's one of the minute highs. Like I just mentioned, Landry Shamet up there next to Landry, Kyrie Irving in minutes. Like they know what they're doing. I'm overlooking it, but I think Ashley's on to something here. I think they know what they're doing. They don't want to help us out. So I could see them giving up a game knowing that they're right behind the Sixers. But hopefully we can trust them, but I don't think it's going to happen. But like I said, real quick before we move on to standings, like I said, we are sitting at 6, but right now in the little play-in bubble, we have the Chicago Bulls at 10, Pacers at 9, Hornets, who we play on Tuesday, at 8, Heat right now, they're playing, they're at 7, and then us at 6, Celtics at 5, and Atlanta Hawks at 4. So,
and we lost we lost that first matchup against Charlotte, so that's a big game for us in terms of tiebreakers. So another big game coming up.
No LaMelo, no Gordon Hayward. Hopefully we can take advantage.
Yeah. Ash, real quick on the Celtics. You were saying on the Celtics last night?
Right.
I feel like anything is possible. I don't fear the Celtics. I want to make that very clear. The only two teams I quote-unquote fear are the 76ers and the Miami Heat, just because I don't feel like we match up well with Miami. I don't want to have to face them in the first round. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've come out on the winning end of that. The Celtics, though, I just don't think you can diminish and dismiss what we're seeing unfold in front of our very eyes. Yes, the Warriors don't play any defense. I'm not arguing. We have a much better defensive team than the Warriors do, but you have to be somewhat concerned when you see Steph Curry drop 40-plus and they still don't come out on the winning end of that. Also, the Celtics are starting to formulate and configure, and all the pieces are starting to gel at the right time. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kemba Walker. I mean, they're starting to look really ridiculous at this point. And this we saw last season when you were unsure about the Celtics, then you were sure about them, then right before the playoffs you were sure about them. And if it wasn't for injury, I think this team would have looked a lot different. I'm simply saying that what transpired today against the Pelicans, where you take your foot off the gas and you're just casually, defensively, just going out there and playing, cannot happen against a team like the Celtics, because they have shooters. They cannot shoot us. Yeah. And if you take your foot off the gas on them for a minute, any defensively, they will run that score up on you. Yeah. So I'm not questioning our defense. What makes me nervous about facing a team like the Celtics is, unlike a team like the Hornets or anybody like that who are right now struggling, I'm worried about the fact that the minute you let go of them defensively, they will run the score up on you. And then when you don't have the offensive talent to compete, how do you get back into that game? That's my ideology looking at it.
So I think for one, we gotta get either 4 or 5, and they gotta get 4 or 5 to see them, right? We're 1-1 on the season series. I just think that and they're hot. As you said, they're hot. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They won 6 in a row, just like we have, to two of the hottest teams in the East. I think that when we get into the playoffs, let's say we did see them in a 4 or 5, I just feel like, you know, when the game slows down and it becomes more of a half-court game, I think that bodes well in our favor. And I also think that they're not as strong as a defensive team as it has been in years past. So I think there are areas where you can exploit them. But at the same time, as you said, they got two bucket getters in Jaylen Brown and Tatum. And Tatum is back to all-star form. Kemba, as you said, is back to his form. So they're definitely going to be dangerous.
And look at the new addition they have, who just got like a new like life form in him, Jabari Parker. Did you see what he was doing out there on the court? Even in the small minutes that he was out there, it's like he was night and day from what was happening in Sacramento. Like, they just got that addition who has the size. He's good for a couple of points.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that offensively speaking, you cannot sleep on this team unless your defense is going to be intact for all four quarters. You cannot do what the Knicks did tonight, or today rather, against the Pelicans and casually just let them go on a run. Because you let the Celtics go on a run, you cannot outscore them enough to get back into that game. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the thing. You definitely don't want to get into a shootout with them. But like I said, I think I like our defense a bit better, especially, you know, Golden State has none. But we'll see. We'll see. If we get into 4 or 5, it's still a good problem to have, and I think ideally that's the area where we want to be. You know, whether we see the Seas or the Hawks or maybe hopefully not the Heat. But, no, listen, we don't dodge the smoke. But ideally we got to finish strong. This West Coast trip is going to be a big factor this week as well, and we'll see where we end up.
Nets up by 6, by the way, 103-99.
Okay,
so.
Good.
Yes, they care about that number one seed more than they care about us.
Yes, they should. All right, let's go rapid fire through the phones before we wrap up. Let's start with Daniel from Jersey. Daniel, how you doing?
Okay, wah, wah, wah. How you guys doing today?
Okay, what's going on, bro? How you feeling, bro?
And CP, I miss you. I mean, I love you guys. I love you, CK. I love you, Ash. So, you know, we miss you out here in the chat. So glad you took off that load management. You needed it.
Appreciate
you to grind out these last two games for us, man. But first, I want to talk about our role players a little bit, and then I want to get a little bit into off-season talk, if that's cool with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I love Nerlens. I love that man to death. That's my island brother. Oh, I love Nerlens to death. He just keeps showing out in clutch moments. He's got hands of stone. And, you know, he couldn't be coming up bigger for us with those clutch free throws, that clutch stop by him. And, you know, Bully's been so great for us too, especially in the second half of the year. He struggled a little bit early in the first half, but I don't know if he's on an expiring contract, but if he is, I would like to bring him back for the right price.
Yeah, one year deal, and they should bring him back.
Yeah, I would love to bring him back. If we can get an upgrade at the wing, I would love that too, and I would bring him off the bench. But I would love to have him back because, you know, he's proven himself. He can hit those like shots that we need at the right moments, whether it be in the beginning of the game. He's come up big at the end of games for us. But I just want to talk about off-season point guard hunting, I guess, because, you know, I'm still pretty high on Lonzo. He struggled today. That's no biggie. Like, everybody struggles here and there. The best players have bad games. But I think Lonzo has a great upside, but I would only sign him for the right price. So if he was asking for over 20 mil, like maybe 25 mil or something like that, I would try to draft somebody in the guard, maybe, like, and maybe in the draft I would get a Davion Mitchell type. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Should we look to get a point guard through the draft?
Yeah,
thank you for taking the call.
Yeah, appreciate you, bro. As I said, start with the draft. You start with the draft. We don't know where that Dallas pick is going to end up. We're likely in the playoffs, so we're going to be out the lottery. We don't know if Dallas gets in the playing game and loses, they're back in the lottery. So that Dallas pick could be huge. What do they do when they have those picks? Do they package them up and trade up? You know, do they try to hit the home run with Caden Suggs, less likely options, or do they move up a little bit if Davion is out of their reach, or is he in their reach? Wait for the draft, is my opinion, and then go look, you know, can you get Lonzo for a good deal? Is Brogdon available on trade? Is Brunson available? I think those three guys would be the first three sets that I would look at to upgrade the position if we don't get what we're looking for in the draft.
And I don't think that – I think Lonzo played bad tonight or today. He came tonight on purpose. I think, you know, like I said, he was doing the Sicilian style, I got something for you, just make sure you take care of me. Let me prove my loyalty and you prove
it. That was a bad tryout, Ash. That was a bad tryout, but you never know.
But a lot of people, like I said earlier in the chat, they are – you know, they have their eyes on Schroeder as well. So just
Schroeder.
You know, who would you rather have on your squad, CK?
CK, go ahead, bro.
What is that conversation? Here, let me say this too. And I like Dennis Schroeder. This is not hate. I love Dennis Schroeder. I would love to have that. We would be lucky to have a guy like Dennis Schroeder on our team. But in a conversation when we're talking about having him or him, you lost me. You completely lost me. You're talking about a 23-year-old point guard whose game is continuing to rise, fits every facet of the game that we need right now. And we're talking about if I can have him or him. I'm not a part of that conversation. I would love to have Dennis Schroeder on our team if it's along with, even though Dennis Schroeder is asking for some crazy amount of money, according to all the reports that we're seeing. I just if I'm choosing between the two, I'm going with Lonzo Ball, somebody that is going to benefit our team defensively, offensively, and also benefit himself in his game and how it's continuing to grow. But for the overall question, I do agree with the caller. If Lonzo, I love Lonzo Ball. If that's not apparent, if Lonzo Ball is asking for 22, 23, 24, 25, I will be the first to say no before any Lonzo Ball hater. No, I don't think that's too high. I think that's 20. Maybe 21, fine, maybe. Yeah. But that's a push for me. I think that's around the range of looking for it. But like CP said, man, go with what comes first. We talk about the draft first. We talked about it on Monday here on Knicks Fan TV, and Alex has said it. Like, there's no way – I don't think any sensible Knicks fan thinks that we're going to come out of this draft with four rookies. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of scenarios that can take place. The top-end conversation that people might not be ready to have. The Mitchell Robinson conversation. Like, there might be trades that – we have packages that could happen that, like CB just said, if we want to make a jump or we think we can make a jump to go get a K, get a J, whatever it may be, they can do that. That's an option. So worry about the draft first. Do what you have to do in the draft. If you feel good with where you're at, get your wings, get your pieces, and you really believe, which I think we have the big shot, to get Lonzo Ball, and that's the guy you want to go with it. We have so many potential options, and we're in the driver's seat. Like, this is a win-win situation for us from today until next season. Yeah. We are in the best situation right now. So, obviously, I would love that Lonzo Ball be our point guard. That's a given. But at the same time, I'm not going to shy away from a trade that can move us up to get us a Cade or something like that, if that is possible, if that is realistic. So, you got to go through the draft first, handle the business in the draft night, and then see what happens next. I like the list of guys that CP mentioned, you know, the Jalen Brunsons. I don't believe that Brunson gets moved. I don't believe that Brogdon gets moved. I'm not buying those moves. But, I definitely move through the draft first and then go sign Lonzo Ball if that's at all possible.
It's a tied game in Miami right now, 107-107. And also, what the heck is Chris Rock doing cheering on the Miami?
Bro, I saw that, man. That
wait,
hurt,
Chris Rock.
Man.
Chris Rock was at the Heat. It was at the game.
He's at the game right now.
Oh. Is he representing? Is he representing? Or is he just there?
I saw him cheering when Miami just tied it up. So I'm confused.
Good. So he's with us. That's fine. No, that's good. That's fine.
Oh, well.
I mean, but he's not technically no, right? I guess not.
Whose side are you on, Chris?
I'm
confused.
You're right. You're right. You're right. Because my brain just went to
you went anti-Nets. Yeah,
Me too. I forgot.
So I was like, okay, good. Then I'm like, wait a minute. This is our heated rivals.
Whoever wins this game, let's see who we're celebrating for. And if it's either Brooklyn,
I can't turn it off. I can't turn it off. I can't turn it off. My brain was like, yeah, forget the Nets, but you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry.
All right, a couple more calls before we wrap, and then we see a lot of super chats come in. Definitely appreciate everybody for donating. I want to read them as they come in, but we're going to finish them off at the end. Well, closing in on 1,000 likes. We might have already passed it, but it's a known YouTube glitch where the likes have been coming down. I don't know. You know, maybe they don't want to see Knicks Fan TV succeed like that, but it's been a YouTube glitch with the likes. But let's make sure we get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button. Make sure you do your part. And we'll see where we end up with after the show. A couple more calls. Let's go to Josh from Atlanta. What's going on, man?
How you doing, guys? Appreciate you guys taking my call. Hope all is well. Having a great weekend. Y'all caught me on the way out of public, so hopefully it's not too loud outside.
No, oh, good, bro. Go ahead, man. Get your Sunday shopping on, man. You good, bro.
Yes, sir. Either way, just wanted to quickly call in. Obviously a great win, but as CK pointed out, Boston, Atlanta, and us, we are separating. It's the 6-5-4 seed. We're separating from the 7-8. And I think these games are coming up. They're going to be huge, like you guys mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
As far as this game, obviously it was great to see the team win. But I think it was even bigger seeing Julius Randle trusting his teammates down the stretch. Obviously, he had a huge game, but over these past six games, man, the role players have been stepping up in big shots and, you know, basically playing their roles. And then also, Thibodeau doing a huge and a great job of, like, you know, making some adjustments. I think at the beginning of the season, we weren't seeing him, you know, R.J. Barrett fouled out. They put Elfrid Payton in, and then, you know, obviously Elfrid missed a wide-open three.
Yeah.
Quickly, he took out Elfrid Payton and put quickly back in. Like, that's just a small adjustment that I don't think we were seeing at the beginning of the season. A lot of people were complaining about, but
right.
I think it's huge to see that down the stretch. Great.
Agreed,
that's
man.
All I have to say.
Peace, Josh. Peace, man. Hold it down there in ATL. And yeah, it was good adjustments by Tibbs. Definitely good adjustments. You know, after he realized that the Rose Payton lineup was ridiculous, he brings back IQ. And closes it out with them. And again, Bullock just came up huge. And Bam has just hit a game winner. Ashley has been blown out of her seat. And the chat is going wild. Bam Adebayo
really
wins it for the Heat. Game winner
Bam
over the
really
Knicks.
Different. He's just different.
Oh, my. What was it? What was it? A step back? Was it a dunk?
It was a step back fatal. It was
figured.
Bam's different, man.
Figured.
I think it's us.
And Chris Rock is cheering, so
I don't
know what that means.
Chris, whose side are you on, man?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Is he cheering that Brooklyn lost, or is he cheering that Miami won?
Maybe Bam's coming up in a movie with Chris Rock, you know, being filmed on South Beach. You know what I'm saying?
Someone explain to me.
Maybe.
What does that mean?
I think he just don't want the Nets to win, man.
Yeah, well. Could be that too, man.
Let's hope
someone,
so.
Some show him the schedule, or some show him the standings. That's all. That's
absolutely
all I got to say.
Absolutely. Okay. I've been given word that the closer is on the line, but we're going to get to him. A couple more calls before we get to Jay Boogie. Let's go to Denver. Khaled, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going? CPCK asked, you know, great show today. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm hyped about this six-game win streak. It's been great. You know, I never could have expected the season to go the way that it's been going. But I do have a question. I feel like that we have a dilemma right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have Nerlens Noel playing out of his mind, huge block today, just very reliable.
Yeah.
And I see him and Mitchell Robinson, they really have a very similar role in our team. You know, they're just defensive anchor. And I guess I'm wondering, what do you guys see as the future of those two guys on our team? you know, because I see them both expiring soon. I think we could trade Mitchell Robinson while his value is up, because he's going to be unrestricted in a year. But I don't know, what do you guys think about that and those two people going forward?
Well, they have a fairly a very cheap option on Mitch at $1.5 million. I mean, I wish they could, there's a way for this kid to earn some more money while he's on the mend, but they have a very cheap option on Mitch. I feel like they're going to keep it and let him play the market. And same with Noel. You know, Noel, they brought in on a one-year deal. He's 26 years old, playing well. I loved their pickup when they got him. I thought he was going to be a great insurance policy for Mitch, and he's certainly paying those dividends now. You know, I think with Mitch, we certainly miss timely rebounding on his part. He's a better perimeter defender in terms of being switchable than Noel. Well, we know what Noel's forte is, shot blocking. You know, Noel, like Mitch, you know, Noel's a guy that says, meet me at the rim, and he's throwing it away. And, you know, both guys have certainly contributed. We'll see. I think the Knicks play the market with both guys. I don't see either one really getting an extension before the season is over or until their contracts are fully expired. But hopefully you keep both. We'll see. But Noel has certainly played himself into a multi-year deal with somebody.
Yeah,
for sure.
Love him, man. Yeah. Love him. He's looking like the player that I was excited when we signed him in the offseason, man. Yeah. He's been great.
Big time. Big time. All right, we're going to go to Slick from Harlem, and then we're going to close with Jay Boogie. Slick from Harlem, what's going on, bro?
Yo, hey, what up? What's going on, King?
How you doing, bro? Peace, bro. Peace, King.
Yo, blessing, man. How you feel, Queen? Everything okay?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, blessed, man. I'm so happy to be on the show, man. I was just really trying to get there with y'all, and I wish, man, they give y'all some multi-million deal contracts the way that y'all putting on this show for the city, right? Yeah, for sure. But know what I really want to talk about? I was just thinking about what Reggie Bullock said the other day, because when they talked about the big three, he said, we don't got a big three, we got a big five. Hashtag Julius Randle said big 15. I'm like this. At this point right now, I wouldn't trade nobody, because at the end of the day, even Kevin Knox and them playing in practice, all these people building this commodity together, this is what's building the team right now. Seriously speaking, I feel that we only about one player away, and if it go my way, I'm praying that somehow the Knicks and Atlanta be the fourth and the fifth seed, because if we could get Atlanta and get them boys by the neck, I think, we can make it to that second round and make some noise. So that's my whole mold tent. And one thing I could say about Julius Randle, I've seen a lot of Knicks play over the years, and you know, the poise that he's playing with. Yeah. But then whoever comes in with him, he got the same style of play. The way that he's dishing it, he can shoot from the three, he can post up. It's just like anybody that we put in there match with him good. I just think we should just play it out and then just wait till the next big boy come out. Because if it's up to me, I'll just wait. Whatever happened this year going into next year is all good. But to me, it'll be only two people that I'll pick, because I know that it will really work. I would get Lonzo Ball, and I would try to get Zion Williams. And my starting five would be Lonzo, RJ, Emperor Julius, and you already know, we got the two centers that's going to lock it up, man. You see what I'm saying? We're going to have block parties, man. Then you can start talking chips. But right now, we got to be patient. I think we got to keep all 15 right now, because we just looking on the outside. We ain't looking at the full glass. We looking at the glass half full, man. Right now, whatever's going on in practice, then you got to remember, Kevin Knox and Frank, they're only 20 years old.
Yeah.
20 years old, the average player would have been on the bench back then. But, that's all I wanted to say.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Slick.
Y'all already know.
Have a great week, bro. Have a great week, man.
RJ did say he wanted to recruit Zion to the Knicks, so.
He's making it look easy, too, after what he said in that post game. So.
He did say he loves playing in the Garden. His face was blushing and everything. Yep. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it'd be that difficult.
Other than New Orleans,
right.
Other than New Orleans.
Right.
But he loves playing in the Garden.
Well, I said what I said, CK.
No, I'm just saying that's what Zion said. He's like, I love playing the guard. Other than New Orleans. But I love playing.
I heard. Zion was very complimentary of MSG, as they all are, as they all say. But I'm not falling for
it. Right, that's true, too. Yeah. That's the other thing. Yeah. That's the other
side. Let's go to the closer. It is Sunday. Let's hear from him. He's on the Discord now. Jay Bookie is on his technology wave. He said, forget the phone lines. He said, Knicks Fan TV Dave gave him the orientation, showed him the Discord, and he's here for it. Jay Bookie from North Carolina in HD. Let's go.
He's a crispy.
Hashtag, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? I had this game uptown. I mean, whoa. Had to tell the New Orleans Pelicans. I mean, no. Got a shout out to my man D Rose. Nobody ever thought we went six in a row. More or less, more so. I rip your torso. I live a fast life. Come through in the car slow, like whoa. Got a shout out to R.I.P. to my man. You know what I'm saying? Black Rob, we're going to glorify your name, man. Rest in peace, man. I know y'all having crazy mad cyphers up there, man. All our artists is up there, man. Yeah. May y'all continue to rest in on the heaven, and we're going to keep playing and dancing to y'all music, you know what I'm saying? And I got to say rest in peace to New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? They got put in that Nick coffin. I told y'all the other day, you know what I'm saying? We was going to have a dustpan that night, and tonight we're going to have a broom. Guess what? When you put the dustpan and the broom together, that trash gets swept up off the floor. Get him up off our floor, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to CP, you know what I'm saying? Everybody talking about these awards being given out. I got to give CP an award too, man, because you get the, you know what I'm saying, GM of the year, you know what I'm saying, the way you put together this lineup, you know what I'm saying? You got CK2K, you know what I'm saying? The young Jim Kelly, you know what I'm saying? He playing, run, stop playing with me, man, run, man. And then you know you're saying we got the Wonder Woman right there. She landing in the clear through jets, you know what I'm saying? You got the closer, and you got the Super Dave, the best port man in the game, you know what I'm saying? Turn up, man. Hit them like buttons. Get them up, man. I'm standing on my coffin like Michael Jordan when he threw the sixes up today. Yeah, that's right. Six in a row, man. Stand up, man. You got to love. You got to appreciate. And I can't wait to see what they're going to talk about tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Give us our product. Give us our respect. You know what I'm saying? We handling our business. We beating big-name teams. Big-name teams. That's why I be calling in, man. I ain't calling in on bum nights, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to call every night we win, you know what I'm saying? I told somebody the other day, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to sleep until we lose, you know what I'm saying? I had 1 hour worth of sleep in the last 48 hours. Let's go. I'm on one. As long as the Knicks on one, I'm on one, man. Give my man Julius his, you know what I'm saying, his props. Give RJ his props, you know what I'm saying? We missed Perks a little bit. But you see with D-Rose, he got the vertical back tonight. He up in the air. Forget the lob. He swung it to the left hand and laid that up. D-Rose is on one, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doing what they got to do, man. You got to love it. You got to appreciate it, man. And I hope this the roll call right here. I hope everybody have a glorious week. Everybody stay healthy and safe. Do what you got to do. Love your loved ones. Protect your home. Do what you got to do, man. That thing is out there every day, 24 hours, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my man, you know what I'm saying? Q-Tip, he out there, that's that Queens native. I mean, we used to play two-hand touch in front of Fife's house, you know what I'm saying? When he ain't even come outside, he was standing in the crib writing them rhymes, you know what I'm saying? I'm from 177th Street, Linden Boulevard, Queens, Jamaica, you know what I'm saying? That's where I'm from. Benjamin Cardoza, shout out to the all-time winning high school coach, Ron DeClario, man. Salute, peace, and y'all all have a great night. I'm getting ready to go watch my man, Forrest Whitaker, tonight, and open up my window again. Season 2 calling in again. God bless y'all, man. Have a great night.
Let's go. Oh,
then the church said on a Sunday.
Amen. The J Boogie. Sir, throw five in the chat. Throw six in the chat tonight because of six in a row. Yeah. And J Boogie tore the house down. Came in with a freestyle over the Black Rob beat. Paying homage.
Yeah.
Crystal clear HD on the Discord. He said no more phones. He's upgrading.
Yeah.
No more bum games. He's calling in on the W's and shutting it down. Throw some sixes in the chat, man. Salute to J Boogie, man. Let's go. That's what I wanted to do.
Said, you know what? I really do know what he's saying.
That's a fact. That is a fact. David Futterdick in the chat. Salute West Coast Knicks. Let's go. That's it, man. You know? That's it. Came through with his own bars.
Bars.
Hit that thumbs up button for Jay Boogie. Came through with a freestyle of his own. Then closed it with a personal story. He said they were playing two-hand touch football outside of Fife's house. I'm telling you, 6 degrees of separation.
He called you GM of the year.
Yeah.
He sure did, man.
Put the team together, man. yo, man. That's how you come back. Knicks win. J Boogie closing it. Great show. And what more can I say, man? This was outstanding. Hey, six in a row, man. Proud of this team. Proud of the effort. It's just incredible, man. You know, just incredible. Didn't expect this in a million years to see where this team is at. How they're competing, how they're fighting. Julius's play, RJ, you know, his confidence, stepping into those rhythm threes on the elbow. The team is just swagged out, man. The chemistry, as Slick said in Harlem, you know, these guys are playing together. You know, so much chemistry now with Bullock and Julius. RJ, Bullock, Julius. You want to see that. Hopefully they can bring some of these guys back and move them into more supporting cast roles. That's what you want to see. Can we get a true upgrade at the three, at the one, where you can still have a Bullock back on the cheap or a Burks back on the cheap, still maintain your chemistry and some stability, but still upgrading in your talent? Then we could truly hit the corner. But right now, this has been a wild ride, man. We just keep it going.
Got to go for seven against Charlotte.
Got to go for seven against Charlotte. Keep coming. Got to go for Charlotte against seven. So great show as usual, people. Let me get my outro music ready, and then we're going to close with the Super Chats. A lot of Super Chats came in. Let's hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button for a great show. Six in a row. Man, oh, man. CK got in closes, bro.
You know what it is? Keep them coming. Keep the wins coming. We got some big games, as we talked about several times this week. Keep them coming. Six in a row. I love it. I love it up here. And let's keep them going. We got a homestand, and we're playing really well in the garden. Let's keep that going. You know what it is. Find me everywhere at CK2K over on Twitter, here on YouTube, wherever it is, CK2K. You know what it is.
Yes, sir. Ashley?
As usual, you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ash Nicole Moss. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, All In With Ashley Nicole. Just posted a new video at the top, so hit the thumbs up, comment, watch, all that good stuff. And let's get seven, man. I'm feeling this team. I'm feeling the direction we're headed in.
Yep.
I just feel like nobody wants no smoke with us. I know people want to think we're not ready, but we're ready. We're ready right now. So keep it going. Let's keep that continuity, that complimentary basketball, everybody getting involved. And trust me, nobody wants no smoke with the New York Grits.
Great job. And salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. 122 to 112. Knicks win it in OT. It was a tough one. They dragged through it. It was rough, but we got the job done. A W is a W. Another one in the win column, and keep pace with the competition. Great to be back. Keep it locked on Knicks Fan TV. Make sure you're also hitting that subscribe button and the notification bell as we head into the playoffs. We got some fire content. Some key guests are confirmed already. And it's only going to get better for us, man. So make sure you hit that subscribe button and the notification bell so you don't miss anything. Also, remember that this show is available in audio podcast format. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the major ones on the Knicks Fan TV. So you miss it on video, you can catch it on audio as well. We'll have the replays running throughout the night, starting probably about 8 p.m. Eastern and going on through the night. So hashtag replay gang. Let us know that you're in here whenever we launch those replays. And yeah, man, great show. Once again, great job, Dave, TM, everybody that was holding it down. Pal, everybody that was holding it down for us while I was out. CK, Ashley, Alex as well.
Did you hear Alex's closing out remarks?
No.
What happened? Oh, my God. They were brilliant. You have to watch him. He did closing remarks of, make sure you subscribe to us. And, like, he did it in your voice.
The outro was
It was incredible. Like, it really was.
On point.
I saw the beard memes. I saw they even got Ashley with a beard too, man. That was hilarious. So salute to everybody in the Discord. I think that's now an emoji in the Discord. Is the beard gang. So salute to everybody in the beard gang as well, man. So just having a lot of fun. This is what we do, and just a great job all the way around.
You gotta get that clip of Alex saying it.
Right? Yeah, I gotta hear it. I'm gonna tune into that after this. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, let me get to the rest of the Super Chats that came in. We definitely appreciate everybody for donating, for sure. Steve Verner, my guy Steve Verner, says six straight wins, vibes only. Bang, Mike Breen voice. Salute to Lloyd Barker Rock. He says the conversation is not who the Knicks should fear. It's rather who the hell should fear us. Go Knicks. Greg Film Stuff says CK2K, I'm with you. No No DS, but if I have to choose between Lonzo and Brunson, I'm taking Brunson. He's shorter, which sucks, but he's better offensively and a two-time NCAA champion. Not sleeping on that pedigree. Mac Alexander says, Knicks take baby six straight. Largest streak since a legendary 2013 season. Let's keep it going. That was another special one. Let's keep it going. Shout out to Teach Q-Tip. Amid Balfour says, forget them bums in Brooklyn. We take care of our own business. Don't leave our playoff fate in the hands of a fake New York team. Loving the smoke tonight. The chat is coming with the smoke today. Real Sharkfin says, salute CPCK and Ashley, a.k.a. Spitting Facts Ash. Salute to the fans. That 2,000 strong sounded like a full house. We're going to hurt some feelings in the playoffs. Hashtag all 72. CW Flash says, Lonzo is stinking up the joint. I'm hesitant if we should get him this summer. Remember, Moutier is still out there creeping in the background. Hashtag Moutier Hive. Richard David says, six in a row, Knicks fans, this is what we've been waiting for. And guess what? We didn't send the whole team away to build it. No knocks on Melo Love this time, man, but we're doing it the right way now. Cynthia, appreciate it. Alex, Angel, appreciate it. Jimmy Snyder, I think I read his comment. Angel, appreciate it. Q-Tip, appreciate it. Rhyme Animal, Chuck D says, my man, Sam Mitchell, believes the Knicks need to watch how we add to this unique chemistry. Small pieces that fit rather than big names. The culture is the key, is the identity. Carlos Pena's best moment was CK's face when my man asked if he could sing. We keep this up and we are heavy buyers this offseason. Who that are we? The New York Knicks. I guess this happened this week, this past
hilarious.
Week.
I was literal. CP, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead,
like, this man says, can I sing for you real quick? And me and CK and Alex were like, huh? He legit starts singing, and I'm in tears. Like, if you watch the footage, I get up.
She had to leave. I could not stop laughing.
Was it a regular song, or was it a Knicks-related song? Like,
so
what kind of song?
It was just, he sang the outro to my video. So it was,
Got you.
It was, yeah, it was a moment.
got you, man. Hey, man, never a dull moment. Never a dull moment. Big Surge, appreciate it. Dylan Alex says, no more Alex disrespect. No more slander. I know Carl Anthony Towns Jr. isn't talking. And you can fit all Knicks Fan TV subscribers on Ash's forehead.
Wait, am I Carl Anthony Towns?
I don't know. I guess.
Listen, all cute light-skinned girls have big foreheads. That's
a new one.
Yeah, Dylan Alex be going in on Ash, man. The Cowboys smoke. He's relentless. He's a Spurs fan, but he supports the show. Appreciate him. Yeah. All right. Mid Belfort says, cat trying to climb Mount Noel. No, no, no. Wave that finger. Above the Rim says, I had to listen to the game today. I'm feeling that Wolf of Wall Street chant music in overtime. Welcome back, CP. KFTV squad held it down. Nerlens repping the Haitians the correct way. Hashtag Zopound. Salute to the Zopound. As you know them well. You know what I'm saying? Paul Robinson, Sue Paul Robinson says, Rose's energy needs to be conserved. Hashtag start IQ. Will Cole says, Noel has been a beast. Chris Ward, appreciate it. Brian Carter. Kenny Williams says, Knicks have been scoring over 110 points these past couple of games. That's a great sign. Yeah, all offense is starting to pick it up as well. Let's see. Oscar De Leon says, you heard, has four straight 30-point games. Let's go, Knicks. Okay. B-Sims 1000, SVG, Sam Van Gundy, shots fired at Lonzo in terms of the high school player comment. Salute Harry Jordan once again, $100 super chat. And I think that is it. Alan Berman says, salute, gave that game away just to steal it right back. I want to give a shout out to the Pistons for gifting us Rose for future Shanghai legend Dennis Smith Jr.
Come on.
You said Shanghai legend?
Shanghai Sharks is in his future. Salute to LB Brown says, finally Tibbs at least trying to do something different with the rotation. When Randall not dead tired from playing 83 minutes a night, he's starting to look like the best player on the floor every night. Gene Mark says, welcome back, CP. We won six straight without you. Alex Ash, CK2K, did a great, awesome job without you. Should we bench you?
how long do you think you were gone?
Like, yeah, six, I don't know. Six without you. I don't know. Appreciate the $10 super
chat.
What
happened to the other three? Where was
that? Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
I don't know, man. Euro De Niro says, welcome back, CP OG, CK Ash. Let's go Knicks. Give Bullock, Burks, Taj, and Randall whatever they want to keep them. RJ, hashtag 9God is NYK Hart. Shout out CP Light, you still the homie. Shout out Flo Hypnotic. First Lady of Sports says, Knicks Nation was thankful for Pelicans' mistake for not fouling Rose for the Bullock three-pointer. Fritz Elliott, D-Rose played great. All hail King Julius. All hail the MVP. Mr. Durante says, no one better say anything to CP about nothing. Hashtag thank you for excellent content all year long. Appreciate you, bro. Jay Renee says, do I hear CP? Welcome back, sir. Six in a row. And now this team's at the point where they're winning a lot of these games that weren't in years past. Lord Barker Rock, appreciate you. He says, welcome back from your Manscaped vacay. Loving this team without Burks and two players fouling out. Go Knicks. A couple more before we wrap. CL Kenrick says, Ingram should have taken notes from Richardson not to come in the lane versus Nerlens Noel. They don't learn, man. They don't learn. Paul Robinson, Nerlens Mutombo, Big Shot Bullock. DP says, bench Alfred Payton, develop Emmanuel quickly. Brian Mellis says, Julius Randle definitely took the same super serum that they gave Captain America because this man is not normal. Let's go Knicks. Six straight. And Travis Dickinson says, big second half. Sorry, Zion, you're not Julius Randle with hops. You're Sean Kemp with razor bumps. Hashtag Big 15. Yeah, Zion got to clean that up. He's a young G. He'll learn. He'll get a good team, a good stylist.
It's the Ingrown and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Them joints is oof. Manscaped can't even help him. I don't know if Manscaped got some sort of serum. I'll talk to my people and hook Zion up. Maybe that'll help him come to New York like Slick One. So remember, go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code Nix for 20% off plus free shipping. Back at it again Tuesday night. Nix versus Hornets.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.